It's Energy FM. JP here with Gary Waitman. And Gary, we've come down to talk about Ellen Vannon and what's going on at the moment. But it's been, I'd say, probably about a year here on Energy since we've done anything with Ellen Vannon. So, in a nutshell, in the last sort of year, what's been going on?
In the last year since we last spoke, we've been to Hungary for the CANIFA European Championships, where we did very well. We got to the semi-finals in that. Since then, obviously, it's been fairly quiet for us, and now we're looking forward to going away in 3 weeks' time to Northern Italy to play in Europeada, which is a European tournament.
And is that sort of the same kind of level as the CANIFA stuff and the tournaments we played in the past?
Yeah, probably. It might be a slightly higher standard than we've played in the past because they're allowed semi-professional players in this, as we have been in CANIFA, but the sides we're playing have been playing together for a long time. So, yeah, I expect it to be slightly tougher than we've been used to.
And the whole MIFA thing and Ellen Vannon, it's still chugging along at the juggernaut that it was?
Yeah, it's still going along. We're going from tournament to tournament. It's getting any continuity is difficult with us only being able to play for 2 months in the year. So we go from the European Championships last year, this Europeada this year, hopefully something later on in the year, which is European Beach Soccer Championships in Italy again. Whether that will happen, I don't know. And then of course there's Ellen Vannon FC, which is a project maybe a little bit more long term to play in the Irish leagues.
Tell us a little bit more about that. How's that come about and who's involved?
That's come about from couple of guys based in Ireland who saw the prospect of the chance of playing in the FIA, how that all come about. There's an AGM for the FIA at the probably around about this time actually, and if they decide we can do it, then there's a chance that we can play the 2017-18 season in Ireland.
So is that going down a different direction? Because the last couple of years we've talked about Ellen Vannon and Danny International and playing different countries. This seems like a different route.
It is different. I think we could. The international side will run in parallel with that. But the Ellen Vannon FC idea will give footballers on the island the chance to play professional football. It gives them a route that where the good players can get off the island and play professional football and open themselves up to a much wider circle of being seen by scouts and coaches elsewhere.
And in terms of the guys that maybe who aren't looking to down the professional route, better opposition, that should improve them?
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. I mean, playing at a high level week in, week out has got to improve football. It would be good for football on the island.
Tell us a bit about the new coaching staff that have come in here at Ellen Vannon. There's a few new faces around the training ground today.
Yeah, we've got Alan Rogers, who's played for Tranmere, played a couple of times for England, who's at the moment got his UEFA B licence and is going to get his pro licence very shortly. He's doing a fantastic job and it's great to see the guys respond to that, with their higher level and intensity of training than they've been used to.
And the lads, what they've said to you around about, they're happier and they feel themselves that they're improving, do they?
Oh, they're very happy, yeah. It was interesting watching them yesterday go from being a little bit off the pace in the first sort of 20 minutes of it to watching them pick themselves up, getting out of a comfort zone, I think, perhaps where they play on a Saturday, where some of the opposition they play isn't as tough as it could be. And, they responded very well yesterday.
That's great to see. In this tournament, you're going to be playing in Northern Italy in a couple of weeks' time. Do you know much about the opposition down there?
Not a great deal. The only thing I do know is that we've been drawn in the group with South Tyrol, who've won it for the last couple of times, and they're our first match, so it'll be a tough baptism for the guys.
And I still, the scenes from Jack's on the prom from a couple of years ago, and you guys were all in the tournament, that was fantastic. It would be nice to get that sort of support again.
Oh, it'd be fantastic. I mean, the guys seeing those videos on Facebook and YouTube and so on was absolutely amazing in Sweden. It really boosted everybody back there, knowing that everybody back on the island was supporting what we were doing. It was certainly the best footballing experience I've been involved in.
Yeah, brilliant from an Isle of Man point of view. Is the dream long-term? Is the dream still to be playing international football at the highest level?
Without a doubt, that's what's got to be good for island football. To play football at the highest level that's possible, it's got to improve football on the island. If that involves, applying for UEFA, then that's what we should be doing. But it's a long-term goal.
A long-term goal that hopefully we'll see one day. Gary, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks very much, James.